Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1986, recorded on Thursday the 23rd of November 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by me, Paddy Watkins, and
Ian Robertson.
We have two new listeners this week, Mrs. Betty Danes from Norwich and Mr. Morris Lennon, who is also in Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy listening to our programmes. We will have two features this week on recycling. In part one, in addition to the news and letters from this week's evening news, we will find out why Norfolk's waste paper goes all the way to China. And later, in part two, we will discover that our food waste goes to Northamptonshire. However, before anything else, we have two special announcements this week. The first is very sad. Roy Townsend, who used to read frequently on Chatterbox and was one of the core team of regular readers on Chatterbox's Let's Talk, has passed away. Roy also did commercial reading and has read for the Norfolk EDP magazine, and his wonderful deep voice was familiar to all our listeners. Roy had a great sense of humour and will be missed by all his Chatterbox colleagues. Our second announcement relates to data protection. Some listeners may have heard that a new law on data protection is coming in this year, and the Chatterbox Committee have been checking to make sure that we are observing best practice in handling personal information. In order to send our listeners your weekly Chatterbox and other recordings, we keep a record of your names and addresses. However, we know that we must treat this confidentially. So we are confirming to you this week that in future all personal information on our listeners will be kept under lock and key in our offices, so that if someone got into our offices, they would not be able to easily get your details. Data stored on computers will be password protected. We will never share your personal information with any other organisation. We are required to remind you that if you do not want us to keep your details, you can ask us to delete them, and we will do so. But of course, that would mean that you would no longer receive Chatterbox. Please do contact us if you have any queries about our data protection arrangements. We will now start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
This week's most unusual story has featured a war horse. This giant model horse appeared at various roundabouts and roadsides, but Norfolk County Council ordered it to be removed. It went, and then, as we'll hear in our second story, trotted back into the limelight. Perhaps this was linked to the letters about the horse that appeared in the evening news. We also have other animal stories in a moment about another horse and about the benefits that dogs can provide to those with mental health problems. It may not contain the same drama as Troy's tragic tale, but a giant horse spotted at a number of Norfolk roundabouts over the past few months has attracted the attention of the County Council, who want it removed. Taverham artist Damien O'Connor, who constructed the giant warhorse, defended its placement at the roundabouts after the Norfolk County Council ordered him to remove it for safety reasons. Mr. O'Connor said, "I have a fascination with horses and always wanted one, so I decided to make one." He said the sculpture was made from steel, wood and Norfolk reeds. It weighs 1 ton, is over 10 feet high and is more than 10 feet long, and is on a trailer, he said. "I've been moving it around for the past few months and have placed it on about 10 roundabouts along the NDR, the A140, Cromer Road, Holt Road and Fakenham Road." Mr. O'Connor said he was not trying to sell the sculpture, but he was trying to excite people.
A giant horse ordered off a number of Norfolk roundabouts last week has trotted back into the spotlight. Warhorse, a 10-foot-high high horse made of steel, wood and reeds, was spotted at Fir Covert NDR roundabout and at least two other roundabouts over the weekend. The sculpture, which weighs a ton and is on a trailer, belongs to Tavram artist Damien O'Connor. Norfolk County Council recently ordered Mr. O'Connor to stop placing the horse on roundabouts for safety reasons and warned he could face possible enforcement action if he did not comply. The council said the horse was an obstruction of the highway. "We have made you aware of this problem so that you can remove the item as soon as possible," the council wrote to him. However, following the latest sightings, the council took a more conciliatory tone. A spokesperson said, "We acknowledge that many people have become very fond of Warhorse since it first appeared in the Tavram area and along the NDR since the summer. We want to find a way of resolving this with the owner so that it has a safe and legal place to graze." Mr. O'Connor said that he had created Warhorse to commemorate the millions of horses lost in wars and several other millions which played an integral part to the region's rich rural heritage. "In agriculture, transport, equine companionship and horse racing, Anglia and the horse have worked tirelessly in harmony for centuries." He said Norfolk County Council's objection to public celebration of the bond through art with irresponsible, irrelevant reference to health and safety demonstrates how out of touch they are.
A real horse this time has been reunited with the rescuer. A 15 hands high piebald cob from Red Wings Horse Sanctuary in Norwich has been reunited with his original rescuer after 14 years apart. Christine Sullivan first rescued Flynn at 6 months old when she found him at a horse sale, extremely underweight and suffering from a large hernia. Mrs. Sullivan nursed him back to health with the hope of riding him. However, Flynn appeared distressed when ridden and behaved erratically. Mrs. Sullivan decided it would be better for Flynn if he was rehomed at Red Wings, where its behavioural specialists could help him overcome his handling difficulties. The pair lost contact until Flynn was chosen as the new companion horse at the sanctuary for a blind Clydesdale called Boo. The story featured in a national magazine, and after recognising Flynn's distinctive black and white ears, Mrs. Sullivan travelled down from Leeds for an emotional reunion.
Norfolk veterans with mental health problems can now receive help from Man's Best Friend as a new initiative which pairs ex-service personnel with rescue dogs in need of a new home. Paw Support, otherwise known as the Canine Stabilisation Programme, has been developed by ex-Navy medic Mike Wright together with the staff from the Walnut Tree Project, which works in partnership with Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust to support veterans. Its aim is to pair up the ex-servicemen and women who are suffering with mental health issues with a suitable four-legged friend rescued from a local shelter, in turn helping to tackle isolation, promote well-being and build confidence. Mr. Wright, an ex-Falklands veteran who served in the Navy from 1973 to 1987, retrained as a canine behaviourist 2 years ago. He set up Paw Support following a suggestion from his wife Sue, who is ex-Women's Royal Naval Service and who now works at the Walnut Tree Project. Mr. Wright said, "I'm convinced that people suffering with mental health issues can find having a dog helpful and beneficial. This is especially the case with people from a military background who like routine and are used to working in a team. Some veterans become locked in their own sphere. A dog will help with this by not only giving companionship, but also helping them to integrate into society by getting out and about to enjoy walks and giving them the chance to meet new people. As an ex-Royal Navy medic, I understand service personnel and their health care issues, and also speak the military language. That's really important because if you understand the mindset, you stand a much better chance of getting a good result. Any veterans interested in adopting a dog can speak to Luke Woodley, founder of the Walnut Tree Project, who will assess their physical and mental health and home environment to see if they're suitable. Mr. Wright will then work with rescue centres to find a dog which will meet the veteran's needs. He will also offer ongoing support to help them to train their dog.